Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is number 303 of this year, marking Thursday, the 29th of October of the year 2020. On this date in history, in 1789, the opera Don Giovanni by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart premiered at the National Theatre of Bohemia in Prague. Don Giovanni, one of the premier boys of opera, whose bad treatment of women comes back to bite him when he's fatally taken by a trapdoor into hell by a statue that he invites to dinner. The moral of the story is don't invite statues to dinner, and it's a true lesson that holds validity to this day, though I imagine in a modern reboot the statue would be the one who gets cancelled and Don Giovanni would just take a year off singing in a creamy baritone and come back with an enhanced alt-right fan base. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in children news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Bob the Sentient Trash Island is leading in the polls after his floating rat population has been wooing the highly evolved militarized rat municipality of post-lockdown New York. As you know, Andy, the rats in New York evolved incredibly rapidly due to a scarcity of food when all the restaurants locked down. But Donald Trump has accused the rat population of eating ballot papers, which the mayor of Rat City has said is an anti-rat dog whistle after seeing Trump supporters wielding literal dog whistles nearby to a local rat park. Real threat of violence there.
It is concerning, as you know, whenever things change quickly in society, whether that's, you know, the Industrial Revolution or a suddenly evolved population of rats. And I mean, in terms of dog whistle politics, it's been quite interesting seeing, you know, that this phrase used a lot during this campaign, particularly of Trump supporters, and a lot of them actually trying to, you know, misunderstanding it and trying to use dogs as whistles and trying to work out exactly which end of the dog you're supposed to blow in. And I mean, that's had some pretty appalling results. But I mean, it is interesting. I mean, people say, you know, democracy had got a bit stale. And I think, you know, in many ways, you look at the problems of the world ecologically, a lot of it comes down to the fact that animals have not been allowed to vote. I mean, I'm not sure things would have been any different because, as we've seen with humans, who are, of course, an animal, animals don't always vote in their own best interests. But you know, at least it's good that now, you know, through the highly evolved rat population, they are having a say.
Well, I, for one, have no problem with rats being part of the great experiment that is America, as it's often called, the great experiment. I feel like rats have a place in every experiment.
Yeah, well, I mean, in many ways, probably the best species to, I mean, it must be one of the most experimented on species in the world. So there's a, you know, kind of hive knowledge, isn't there, a kind of inherited understanding of their role as literal guinea pigs, but rats and not guinea pigs.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now, because the endless vacuum of space can only be filled by increasing amounts of junk taken off the outsides of the packages you buy. With Halloween coming up, you might be afraid of spooks, ghouls, vampires, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're afraid of spooks, ghouls, vampires, etc., try half a glass of holy water. Half a glass of holy water is a sufficient antidote to almost any spook. And if it's stronger than that, you're f***ed. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Halloween hit of this spooky season. The Breakout Room 2, Zoomsday, ! A horror movie that'll make you wake up at night and piss yourself, but not in a good way. Five young sex pots go on a haunted Zoom call that's meant to end in 45 minutes, but doesn't. Feel your heart pump as they fall to the haunted ghost of a dial-up modem. Yes, I said a haunted ghost. That's the ghost of the ghost that they killed in the last one. Zoomsday is upon them again. The Breakout Room 2, Zoomsday, ! But the Z in Zoom looks like a 2, and the 2 exclamation marks also look like the Roman numeral 2. In cinemas now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, children news. Andrew Zaltzman, you've met children. What's happening in the world of the child right now?
Well, it's obviously been a very difficult difficult year for children, and more importantly, adults who often have to deal with children, as is so often the way these days. And because people have been forced to spend more time at home, and therefore with their children, this has caused great problems where people are used to simply outsourcing them to schools for as much of life as humanly possible. So it's been particularly difficult for those parents of children who pack them off to boarding schools, and because you basically mentally legislate for your children being essentially on a different planet for good chunks of the year. So it's been very difficult for everyone, as a result of which a lot of the old things that children used to do are coming back. There's been a lot of online chimney sweeping courses that people have been setting for their kids to learn some of the old jobs that kids used to do. So there's been quite a few emergency call outs due to that. Matchmaking as well. That was, they used to use kids to dip matches in in phosphorus. And people have been doing this at home. They claim it's educational as a kind of chemistry experiment. And also, as per government mandate, it's COVID, laws don't apply unless you want them to, so it is legal, but that doesn't completely deal with the issue of how to occupy your children for the vast swathes of time that we're not used to having to occupy them for. I mean, various things people have been staring competitions, which can pass a good 4 to 6 hours if you have a sufficiently competitive child. You can set your kids, you've got to make it competitive. Who can be the best garden gnome? I mean, that can fill a lot of times. Good fun. You make your costume out of stuff you find lying around at home. You teach them to mold putty or modeling clay to make exaggerated facial features, and construct a beard out of old bits of cotton wool and things you find lying around at home. And then you make them stand still in the garden for the rest of the week. So it really does... fill up the time. Hide and seek, make them count to 1,000, find a quiet corner in your local pub to get some shit done. That should pass most of the day before they track you down. And also, I mean, because you have to sort of make these things Fun, but educational as well. Historical recreations at home have become, you know, really, really popular because that is a very good way of occupying children for a very long time. So you get your kids interested in history by recreating significant events. For example, the Siege of Thessalonica, 1422 to 1430. And, you know, get one on each side. And that, you know, that, yeah, you can pretty much leave them to it for, well, 8 years, as history shows. Also, literary adaptations people are turning to. You know, get children to read a book and then come up with their own glove puppet version to show to granny next time you're allowed to see granny. So, you know, War and Peace, worth a go. Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. That, I mean, that's, you need quite a lot of gloves for that. And of course, Marcel Proust's 7-volume Tree Savager, A la Recherche du Temps Perdu. That is a really good one if you've got a couple of months that you need to get your work done, but your kids are at home. So it's, I mean, you have to be creative. Alice, I don't know, in lockdown, if you've been, have you had to, you know, child mind?
Oh, during lockdown? I have my niece every Wednesday. They fire her up into the orbiting satellite that is my current studio. And
that's good.
You know, a lot of fun to be had in zero G with children, although changing the nappy can be...
Oh, fraught.
Fraught,
absolutely,
let's say.
Absolutely fraught. But, I mean, and your various government schemes to... You know, just share children around.
Based on the Uber ride sharing model of child sharing. Yeah.
So, you know, you just open the door in the morning, you just don't know how many kids are going to be standing outside waiting to be looked after. But look, there are no, I'm not saying there's a right and wrong way of doing it. You can get your children to dress up as an elderly relative and, you know, they can pretend that they're still allowed to, you know, meet the older members of your family. And also, you know, working from home has been the big change during this COVID year. And there's a loophole in the law, certainly in Britain, which means that children can actually work from home because industrial labour laws don't apply in your own home out here in Britain. An Englishman's home is not only his castle, but also his factory and his office building. And as a result of this, that kids can now work from home, many call centres are cutting costs by using children as young as 3 who can be paid simply with crisps and sweets to use their parents' landlines to answer calls and deal with customer complaints about faulty electrical products, insurance claims, offers of free seeds from gardening magazines that turned out to contain fast-growing, house-ruining, invasive Japanese knotweed and, on occasion, triffids. Also, there have been complaints from people who've called NHS helplines to report ailments or inquire about symptoms and have been responded to by some of these young children, you know, aged, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, with advice such as, Teddy can kiss it better. Ugh, that's disgusting. And on some occasions, I don't know what an endoscopy is, let alone whether it was a good idea to try doing one on yourself at home using a webcam. So, you know, there's certain parents getting their kids to help out with their own online work. In particular, what we've had is parents getting their kids to sit in for them at tedious Zoom meetings while they do something more interesting. And in fact, one FTSE 100 listed company, Snobble, Glatchhouse and Flant, the investment house, it turns out was entirely run by kids under the age of 12 for most of September, and its profits went up by 18% after the board went in big on the global bouncy castle, confectionery and sticker book industries, and more broadly diversified its portfolio heavily into the passing fad sector. So it's, I guess there's been good things and bad things about this year in which, you know, we've had to look after children more than humans were really designed for.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Unfortunately, we ran out of time for letters to the editor, so we can read one, but we can't answer it. Dear Alice, and I hope not Andy. That's you today, Andrew.
All right, zing.
I hope it's not Andrew, because even though he's a brilliant comedian, sport polymath and sex god, or is that niche, I lose track, he does go on a bit to the point where you always run out of time to read a letter to the editor. That's all I had to say, really. Thank you. Big interdimensional virtual hugs, Rob. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, because now it's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest from this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andy Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Well, luckily, yes, because just last week I was sacked from my BBC radio job, but I have got a new TV show coming out called Wouldn't Miss It for the World. And Wouldn't Miss It for the World, as some of Britain's top business people adjudicating on which bits of Britain we could actually do without. the cultural artifacts and public utilities we think we need and might deeply love, but which aren't really economically that crucial to our national well-being anymore. So we find things we wouldn't really miss and then flog them to somewhere else in the world. It's brutally practical, but, you know, it must be said that that's, you know, the way things have to go. So this week, episode one, we look at Stonehenge, NHS physiotherapy services, and Stratford-on-Avon, all of it as a town. Don't want to give too much away about the episode, but to put it this way, Shakespeare's coming to Dubai, baby.
Thank you so much, Andrew. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. If you can't get enough of me or feel a strong desire to support me directly, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.